Let us hold our loved ones close. Let us pray for healing and for peace. And let us come together as one nation to wipe away the tears and strive for a much better tomorrow. Thank you, and God bless you all.
That was Donald Trump speaking live in the White House. Slightly strange address in some ways. I mean, he struck all the right notes, I suppose, gave condolences to all of the victims' families. He said he's going to visit the school. He spoke directly to America's children, says, you are not alone and never will be. And he said that he was going to chair a task force to broach the subject of mental health and how to make schools more safe. All very well, not a mention of the word gun, though, I don't think, in that whole address. Well, let's cross live to Simon Marks, our correspondent in Washington. Simon, it's the elephant in the room, isn't it? Gun control.
Absolutely. And I mean, that was word salad, wasn't it, by President Trump? I mean, speaking directly to America's children and telling them that there are always people out there who can make them feel safe. Well, there weren't people out there who could make those children in Florida safe yesterday. And again, saying what he said on Twitter a few hours ago, which is that no child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school. Well, I think we can all agree that they should not be in danger in American schools, but they are in danger in American schools. That shooting yesterday was either the 18th or the 19th school shooting, depending on how you count them, of 2018 so far, and it is today only February the 15th. So let's be clear, when President Trump refers there to mental health, that is code that advocates of guns and gun rights in the United States use on a regular basis to say, let's talk about mental health, let's not talk about the AR-15 assault rifle that this gunman used yesterday, that was used in the Las Vegas attack, was used in the Orlando Pulse nightclub attack. Let's not talk about gun control. Let's try and confine this when we talk about tackling the difficult issue of mental health, as President Trump did there in that address. I'm not sure that he's caught the mood, certainly down in Florida. Whether he's caught the national mood or not, we'll find out. But take a listen to what the schools commissioner in Florida, Robert Runcie, said to reporters a short while ago about what some of the students in Florida have been saying since yesterday's attack.
Students have been reaching out to me saying that now is the time for this country to have a real conversation on sensible gun control laws in this country. So our students are asking for that conversation, and I hope we can get it done in this generation, but if we don't, they will.
And among those students, a very eloquent young man who's been appearing on television here last night and throughout the day. He was in the school in Parkland, Florida, when the attack took place yesterday. His name is David Hogg, and here's what he said a short while ago on CNN.
What we really need is action, because we can say, yes, we're going to do all these things, thoughts and prayers. What we need more than that is action. Please, this is the 18th one this year. That's unacceptable. We're children. You guys, like, are the adults. You need to take some action and play a role. Work together, come over your politics, and get something done.
Now, you heard President Trump reference in his comments the conversation that he had with Governor Rick Scott, a Republican, down in Florida yesterday. Governor Scott, within the last half an hour, has participated in a press conference outside that school in Parkland, Florida. We now know that the suspect, Nicholas Cruz, used an AR-15 assault rifle in the attack. We also now know that that assault rifle was legally acquired, and we also now know that he had a very long and troubling pattern of disciplinary problems when he was a student at the school. He was eventually, we think, expelled from the school, but certainly he was banned from bringing backpacks into the school after on one occasion he brought ammunition casings to the school. He had gone on social media and said that he planned, after leaving the school, to become a professional school shooter. And we know that some students and teachers had expressed grave concerns about the possibility of him launching an attack on the school. All of that led Governor Rick Scott in Florida to reach this conclusion.
If we have somebody that's mentally ill, they can't have access to a gun. So, but look, I'm open to having a conversation about things, because I don't want my children, your children, my grandchildren, your grandchildren, ever anything to go through like this. I don't want a parent to have to say, oh, I've got to teach you now when you start kindergarten that you've got to learn how to be careful about a shooter. That's not this society we all want to live in.
So that is Governor Rick Scott of Florida joining the dots between accessibility of the AR-15 assault rifle and mental health, dots that Donald Trump, and you heard him there live from the White House, is unwilling personally to draw.
Well, we're going to be trying to join those dots after five. Simon, thank you very much. That's Simon Marks, US correspondent.